Hello, handsome. You're about as cute as a box of kittens. I'm sorry, did I scare you? Well, I mean, you are in my barn after all. Just taking a look around? Yeah? That's alright. I don't mind. We get a lot of city slickers up this way. They just want to have a look around. No harm in that. What am I doing here? Oh, well. You know, Mama always warned me about men like you. But I ain't scared. I'll tell you what I'm here for. I'm here to do what the good Lord intended. Yeah. I know you city folk don't prescribe much to religion. Even I don't a whole lot. But I do know one thing. This Lord gave me these curves and these hips, and I'm gonna use them the way they was intended. So, you can resist if you like, but let's be honest. You could have picked any barn up in this countryside, but you picked mine. You saw me out there in the field, on my hands and my knees. In my garden. You saw my curves. You saw the swell of my ass. My thick thighs. And when I stood up, you saw the curves of my hips. I turned to fan myself off, and you saw these breasts spilling out of my top. That's why you came to my barn. You came to get a look. But I'm offering you a taste. Now, you may be a city boy and not used to Southern hospitality or our ways. But you should know it's awfully impolite to turn away a kind gesture. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you like the person, you love the person, or if you hate the person. If somebody's kind to you and offers something, you're supposed to take it. What am I doing? I'm just moving a little close. I said I was gonna offer a taste. I'm just trying to get you to warm up to the idea. See? You say no. You have reservations, but your hand almost immediately went to the swell of my hip. Feels good there, doesn't it? Now I'll just take your other hand, put it up here on my breast. Feels good too, don't it? I knew it would. Well, these are some grade A farm-raised breasts. Yeah, we like to keep it natural out here. You know how they talk about farmers' daughters. They ain't wrong. Wouldn't you agree? Good. Yeah. See how your hand just instinctively wants to squeeze and rub around, make my nipples hard. And your other hand seems to have slid back a little bit to find itself on my rump. I don't mind. Believe me, I'm a southern woman. If I didn't want you to touch me, you wouldn't be. Why'd I pick you? Well, there are farm boys aplenty around here that would love their chance to taste my pie. But I'm looking for something a little different. Something a little more exciting. I mean, I may not be dumb, but I'm not city smart. And I've been around long enough to know that if you breed dumb with dumb, you ain't gonna get any better. So, I'm looking for the cream of the crop, if you'd say. But we don't get many travelers through here. So, I just happened to snag me one. Though I have heard rumor that you might be moving out this way. Who knows? I mean, whether you like it or not, you may end up with some responsibilities that you might just have to come back and man up to. Only time will tell, right? I got a pretty good feeling about this, though. Yeah. Well, I waited for the perfect time of the month, and I've been watching for the perfect, we'll say, candidate, right? That's a big word for a small country gal like me. But I waited for the right opportunity and the right man, and I think the stars have aligned. So I think we should do this. So, here's the deal. If you are good to me and give me what I want, I promise I'll show you a good time. Yeah. Well, first let's start by lying you down. That's alright, I got a bed of hay right here. Yep. There we go. Yeah, no, it's not the most comfortable, but you gotta admit there's something about it. The smell of it. It's natural. And here, special treat for you. I'll take off this top so you can see me in all my country glory. Yeah. Me like my breasts. Good. I like them too. I'm quite proud of him. Yeah. And just slip out of these cutoffs. There we go. Yeah. I know. I've got the curves for days. I got some nice thighs. Oof. Can you just imagine how I'd feel out if I was carrying a baby? It'd be delightful. Even better if I was carrying more than one. I mean, there's no way to guarantee that, but my grandma did have some old remedies lying around in a book to increase fertilization for the women of the family, so maybe I overdid it a little bit. Who knows? Alright. Now I'm just gonna climb on top of you and show you what a real cowgirl can do. You've always wanted that, right? You're a city boy, you've probably experienced the cowgirl position. But I bet you've never been ridden by a real cowgirl. You better hang on. This is gonna get a little wild. But I can feel you hard underneath me. Let's just slip you out. I'll try not to get your clothes too wrinkled, hot stuff. Oh, yeah, there we go. Just line you up. No, I'm no stranger to sex. But I am hot. This is the first time I've allowed myself to just take what I want and to breathe and do everything the way it's intended to be, nice and natural. And it's got me so hot. Just put you right there. Oh yeah, you ready? Let me just sink down on you. Oh, stars and daisies, that feels good. Oh. Okay, yes. Oh, yeah. Does that feel good? Yeah, you like it? Okay, good. I'm nice and tight for you. Oh, yeah, this girl's... country pussy knows exactly what I want. It wants to breathe and it needs to squeeze every drop you've got. Alright, now, give me them hands. And I want you to put them right here on my hips. And I'm gonna lean over you and put my tits in your face. Feel free to latch on if you want. Yes, you eager boy, you. I'm gonna start riding you. Cause I'm too hot, it ain't gonna take much. Oh yeah, that's it, city boy. Give me what I want. That's right. Yeah. You're gonna give this farmer's daughter exactly what she needs. You're gonna give me my barefoot and pregnant dream, aren't ya? Oh, fuck yes. Oh god, I felt your dick twitch inside of me. You like it? Oh, come on. Oh god. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh yeah, that's it. Oh, I mean, if you really want to. If you want to deny me, I'll let you pull out. Oh, but come on, it feels so good, doesn't it? What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is that you can knock me up, huh? Oh, that you can give this country gal exactly what she wants. I don't want much out of life, I just want to be a mama. You want to give that to me, don't you? Yeah. I'm more than happy to make you a daddy. That's it. Oh, I feel you getting closer. You gonna give it to me? Handsome. Oh, my handsome city stranger, please give it to me. Give it to me and I'll make it worth your while. Oh, I'm gonna come on. I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. I need you to fill me up. Oh, yeah. I need you to fill me up so I can come. Oh, fuck. I need it so much. That's it. That's it. Oh, we're gonna give this body what it needs. Oh, there you go. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, cowboy. Oh, give it to me. That's it. Knock me up. Oh, that's it. Oh, breed me stud. That's right. Oh, there you go, there you go, there you go. Oh, let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. Give me what I need. Give me what I need. Let me do what I was intended. Here you go. Oh, yes. No. Oh, cowboy. Oh, yeah. yippee-ki-yay. And yee-haw. Oh, that was good. Oh, wow. You're still letting go inside of me. That was good. I mean, I don't know for sure, but... Oh, I'm really hoping that was it because it was good. Yeah. I mean, if it didn't work, you're gonna be around for a while, ain't ya? There's a lot of land out here. I could show you around. I promise. I mean, I'm all about Southern hospitality, as you can see. It's all about a little give and take.